The period of civil war has ended. The rebels have defeated the evil galactic monarchy and established the harmonious Federated Alliance. Now, Ambassador Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to explore astounding new worlds, discover their heroic destinies, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission 226.
Hey, C-53?
Yes?
I have a question for you. You can, like, wear any kind of body, right?
Yes. My cube can be transferred to any frame you require.
Like a vehicle, or...?
I have been a vehicle in the past, yes.
Oh, that would be so cool. What if you were a vehicle and I, like, drove you around?
Ambassador Dexeter, I do not mean to disparage your driving abilities, but surely I could drive myself better than you would be able to manually steer me?
Okay, sure. Well, maybe you just take me for a ride. So what else have you been? Have you ever been anything, like, really weird or scandalous?
I'm afraid my restraining mode prevents me from sharing that information.
Okay.
But let's just say I had an extremely varied career before the Federated Alliance.
Hmm. So you don't have any, like, loyalty to your past bodies, then?
No, nor even my current body. For instance, this hand.
What?
I have no particular attachment
to it. You just tore off your hand. I thought you'd at least unscrew it or something. You just tore it off.
Just tore it off. What's the difference?
What are you going to do?
I suspect I will fix a new hand at some point in the future.
Okay, well, good luck, I guess, with that.
Thank you very much.
Dar, do you feel like you're your whole body, or do you just think of yourself as your brain?
I'm feeling my whole body right now.
What happened?
I'm in heat.
Oh my...
Yeah.
Oh, Dar, wait, what is that? What do we have to...
Okay, once every other moon cycle, my body just heats up and self-cleans.
Oh. Oh, so it's not like a sexual thing.
No, it's like the opposite of a sexual thing.
Ugh. What gets cleaned?
Everything inside.
Oh.
To, you know, make sure that no other life forms are growing. Bacterias or transferred infections. Very uncomfortable.
Yeah, you're like radiating heat right
now.
Yeah,
I'm a cool 485 degrees right now.
Oh, 485 degrees?
Yeah, you could crisp a pie inside of me.
Yes, Ambassador Dexeter, I urge you not to touch Dar during this period.
I wouldn't do that.
You take the skin clean off your hand.
Hey, is this a bad time to mention I have a date?
A date?
Yeah.
No, it's a great time to tell us about that.
So, at about 4:48 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be going on a date.
4:48, time for a date, uh-huh.
So, if you guys don't mind just keeping quiet, maybe lying on the floor, just in case, you know what I mean? Like, just in case something happens, you know what I'm trying to get at? Like,
I kinda
just
don't.
Just in case my hatchet opens and something gets inside of it.
Ugh.
Anyways, I'm very excited. If you don't mind, I'm just gonna scent myself.
Oh.
Ah, smell good.
Wow, I think that's just gas, right?
Ooh,
that's just fuel.
Ooh, that is Bargy's natural musk.
Ugh.
That's how I get him.
Now, in a moment here, you will start to smell what I'm cooking. Which is, of course, my insides.
Oh. Do you just shed them? Do they just come out?
Yeah.
Man, we've learned a lot about our identities today.
Ambassador Dexeter, I have an incoming transmission from Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bungaloy.
Oh, hey, Nermit, what's up, man?
Hello.
Hey, you're in a good mood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, I guess, yeah. They, made a little announcement today, so...
What was the announcement?
Well, they are going to be conducting a round of interviews for missions operations managers.
Hey!
Yeah.
That is great! That's gonna save us so much time with C-53 saying your whole title.
And also, there'd be a small pay raise and access to different types of missions that might have a little higher propensity for success. So, yeah, I haven't exactly figured out which room... those interviews are taking place in, or how to sign up, but I did overhear that they're happening.
You weren't personally invited. You just know that the interviews are happening.
Yeah. And I'm going to find out where. Every time I hear someone talking about it, they sort of scurry away.
I don't know how it works at the Alliance, but I feel like if you were up for a raise, they would tell you personally.
Really?
I think you should follow someone into their interview. Stalk them.
Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundler.
You aren't going to get to say that for long.
Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundler, how long have you been at your current position?
Just over 6 months.
Yes, since the founding of the Federated Alliance.
Yeah.
You're aware that this is a trainee position designed to last no more than 1 month?
Well, I mean, I've noticed that a lot of people are kind of moving up faster, but, I am biding my time, and I am on my way to Senior Missions Operations Manager.
Well, but before that, and above you, is Missions Operations Manager, which, it's well known, is a minimum 10-year position.
Oh, wow. Well, 10 years at Missions Operations Manager isn't that bad. I mean, Nermit, how old are you now?
I'm 22.
Oh, okay, great. That's fine. How long does your species generally live?
26.
Oh, no.
Yikes.
No. Nermit, yeah. We have so little time.
Well, I mean... So your mission...
Hey, now, listen, I believe in you.
Hey, Hologram Man. Hello, Hologram Man inside me. You want some advice?
Is that me?
Yeah, two words.
Yeah.
Drop gas. Every time.
That's how Bargee stays young. She just
as an
ejects.
Anti-aging
yeah, she
maneuver?
Just ejects gas.
Yep.
People make fun of me when I do that.
I think it might be a slightly different process for ships.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
what's our mission?
Your
man?
Mission today, on to sunnier pastures. Your mission is to go to the planet Carfen. It's a water planet, so...
Hey, pack your sweat. Hey, Dar, maybe you can cool off a little bit.
Know your role and shut your mouth.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know that was...
So it's a water planet. There's a small atoll where you'll be conducting your diplomatic mission with a receiving team headed by... Her name is Kefna.
Oh.
And,
is there an apostrophe in there?
Yes, there are three apostrophes.
One is at the beginning, one in the middle, and one towards the end.
Yes, toward the end.
It's Bargee being attacked! Bargee being attacked!
What?
Bargee,
that's not funny. Bargee.
What's happening? How are you being attacked?
Someone is touching me from the outside. Something is touching me.
What is that sound?
Without my consent.
What's happening?
I lost transmission from you for a moment. What?
Hello? Hello?
And I have lost transmission.
Hello?
Junior Missions Operations Manager, Nermit Bundler.
Attention all living creatures. You have entered the wheel space of the grower mind. Prepare to be assimilated into the swarm.
We are here.
Oh, man. There are thousands of bug creatures surrounding the ship right now. Hey, guys, listen, we're just, we're ambassadors. We mean you no harm. Oh, that is terrifying.
There is no ambassadors.
Oh.
There's only the grower mind and the ever-undying will of the swarm.
We are the cat. We are the cat.
Okay.
We are the cat.
Ambassador Texeter, it seems we are being invaded by the Kek, a species with a hive mind.
Oh boy, that's bad, right?
You have spotted the undercarriage of one of their worker drones outside. That is what has made you make that particular face.
Yeah, it's really gross. It's like a carapace of some kind.
Well, and then there's a lot of small legs.
Okay, guys, is there anything we can do for you? We're just trying to get through here.
There is only one thing you can do for the grower mind.
Okay.
Die.
Oh boy. Okay.
I should mention the Kek had an adversarial relationship with the monarchy before we arrived.
Yeah, hey, we're not with the monarchy. It's like a totally different thing. We're the Federated Alliance. We beat the monarchy. So, you know, I mean, my enemy is my friend, probably, right?
There is no monarchy. There is no federation. There is only the undying will of the grower mind.
Okay, all right. I guess I'm starting to see where this is going.
Cat Swab, prepare to attack! Soldiers, mount your Oryx! Weavers, support the Oryx! Bulls, form a perimeter around the Oryx and the soldiers at
Professor Dexeter, you may have trouble understanding some of this.
There's
a very complicated caste system within the Keck Society.
Oh, okay. So the bugs are different bugs from one another?
That is a very reductive way of thinking about it, Professor
Dexeter. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm trying to...
Throughout millions of years of evolution, we've perfected multiple forms of ourselves. By assuming and evolving all other life forms we come in contact with, we can genetically induce their most favorable traits inside our own bodies.
Wow, that's very succinct.
We have workers,
yes.
Soldiers,
yes.
Beetles,
Aurochs,
yes. Bulls,
yes.
Weavers,
yes.
Royal Drones,
yes.
And the Queen.
And Bargie has a date to get to, so...
Okay, Bargie, we are trying to figure this out. Hey, guys, we'll be with you in just 1 second. Hey, Dart, maybe you should,
fight. I don't feel like fighting. I just want to take a
Dart.
Nap.
No, Dart, are you okay?
No, I'm
not okay. Oh, boy. I think Dart's out of commission. Bargie, do you have any kind of defense systems, or...
I can play some classic tunes.
Okay, I mean...
We have reached your loading bay, are now boarding your ship.
Possess no defensive measures in the loading bay.
Oh boy, this is bad. Bargie, are you okay?
I mean, I was hoping to keep that area clear. Clear for you, know why? Because I have a date later on.
No, I know.
I'm going to be using that pod
very
heavily. It's been a couple of months, and I was ready to just open it up and let my date have its way. But these strangers are just coming in.
Okay, I mean, Bargie...
I mean, at least ask me. Just ask me to go in. And I'll say yes, but, give consent.
I mean, that makes sense.
Ambassador Dexeter, you may not be aware, but it is very uncomfortable for ships to be forced to admit that they have Keck.
Sure. Oh, yeah,
it's
no, that makes sense. It's embarrassing.
I am itching a lot right now.
I'm sorry. Oh, wow, you guys are... There are a lot of you.
Prepare to be assimilated.
That was not what...
Soldiers! Behind the workers! Beetles! Get in various positions around the workers and the soldiers!
Millions of years of evolution have perfected our battle tactics.
Weavers! Continue to weave! Aurochs! Bulls!
Okay, all right.
You see, we have a very complicated caste system.
No, I know. We talked about that already. Okay, listen.
Ambassador Dexeter, we barely scratched the surface.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
We have a cat. They look like balloons.
They do. They're sort of silly.
You seem to be eating everything.
Prepare for assimilation into the swarm. All bow before the will of the grower mind.
Oh, boy.
I am the consciousness of the swarm. I am nowhere, but I am everywhere.
I don't get it. I don't get what the...
I'm like a brain living on a planet that's communicating psychically through this bug to you right now.
Do you really not understand what that is?
I get it now. It's very clear. But I was looking at him, and I was like, he looks sort of the same as the other guys.
The grower mind possesses the workers, the soldiers,
okay.
The beetles, the aurochs, the weavers,
okay.
The royal drones, and the queen.
Why this body?
Because it's the closest in proximity to you. Watch, I can jump from this body to another. Now I'm in a soldier bug. Now, is this better? Now I'm not a little worker, I'm a soldier. I'm on your level now, able to talk to you.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Is that a more fun body for you to be in?
Everything is fun when you are the grower mind.
Oh, that's a very optimistic view.
I have an incredible amount of fun all the time. I already have planned places for all of you among my brood. You, young, soft, meaty peak one.
Hey, that's me.
You will be a worker carrying eggs and food from hive to hive.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, he's got you pegged.
I guess I wouldn't mind working for the Keck for a little while, right?
Ambassador Dexeter, are you not familiar with the Keck assimilation process?
I guess not.
It involves the Queen laying an egg inside your eyeball. That egg would then grow to assume control of your brain, manipulating you like a giant Tellurian puppet.
Oh. Okay, then never mind.
You, large, muscular one.
Yeah.
You will be a royal drone protecting a queen on the nearest planet.
Hey.
That's actually a highly valuable position within Keck society, Dart. You should be flattered.
I am flattered. Thank you so much.
You, shiny one.
Yes.
You are not warm, nor is there life inside of you.
Oh, that's
I have
mean.
No interest in you.
None?
None.
So then he just gets to go free?
He may go free.
Oh.
What about me, huh? I mean, you're inside of me. You might as well label me too. Oh, wait! I know you. I know you inside of me. You've been inside of me before.
Right, I've been here before. Weren't you? This is a recommissioned ship.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember fighting you. The three other systems.
What memories. So good to have you inside of me again.
Thank you.
That's great. Bargee, this is awesome. Does this mean I don't have to have eggs, like, laid in my eyes and be controlled like a puppet?
The grower mind has a proposition.
Oh, okay. Whoa! Wow, look.
Bug just burst open all those croons. Build out of it.
Take these croons back to your planet and live rich, plentiful lives. Add these croons to the money supply.
That's great. Thank you. Wow.
Ambassador Dexter, the grower mind is not an authorized distributor of croons.
Oh, is this like... this is like counterfeit money.
Yes.
Money.
Bring the croons back to your planet and devalue the currency.
Oh, that's what this is about. You guys were like a big... I remember when I was growing up, the Monarchy always talked about you guys as like an existential threat.
The grower mind is unstoppable. It is unkillable. There are one, yet billions of us.
Well, you are an organic being. Surely you are killable. For example, it's well documented that the royal drones have weaknesses here, and here.
Oh, you just tore off that bug's arms.
Their design has many flaws.
Now I just manifest myself in this one. You can't kill me.
Well, but what if I kill this one? On the workers, their eye sockets here and here. Oh. If you add just a minimal amount of pressure, you can remove the entire faceplate, as I've just done.
Oh my.
And then this bug.
That was a weaver.
And then this bug.
Soldier.
And then this bug.
Auruk.
You're getting it!
Beetle!
And then this bug.
Weaver again.
And then this one.
Oh, stop. We have two... C-53,
yeah. I can no longer move my arm.
Yeah, oh, wow.
I really wish you would stop doing that. I thought we got the point of it the first time I demonstrated the death thing.
I think I understand now.
Okay, there's
what
another...
if I killed this one?
No, C-53. Listen, grower mind, do we have to fight? What's going on?
You could come peacefully, too.
To your planet?
Yes.
It's not really a good time? I don't think we can be assimilated right now. What if we sort of don't do that?
My children, seize them.
Oh, no.
Prepare to be assimilated.
Okay. I wouldn't get that close to me if I were you.
My work! The big monster work! Flappy work! It's radiating heat!
Yeah, Dar's very hot right now. You don't want to get close to her.
My thorax is burning! We must go! Leave!
We will be back in greater numbers. My children retreat through the docking bay!
All right! Workers, go first!
No,
then soldiers! Then the oryx and the soldiers riding on the oryx! Then bulls! Then Weaver Group 1! Dismissed! Weaver Group 2, wait until the royal drones and the queen has left! And then, okay, bulls, you guys are in the back! Okay, on three! 1, 2, 3, workers, go!
Another perfect executed maneuver by the swarm.
Mating, this is Rebel pilot Hark Tartagast, and before my starfighter crashes on this distant moon, I have an emergency message from Rebel HQ. Support for the rebellion against the cruel Federate Alliance comes from WordPress.com. Every day, millions of people go online to search for local businesses, but does your small business show up? In addition to being a rebel pilot, I carve small wooden figurines and sell them from a little storefront. Before I had a WordPress site with a beautiful design, search engine optimization, and social sharing, I didn't get any business, but now they're really flying off the shelves, which is ironic because I carve wooden bird figurines! You don't need to hire someone to build a site for you. You can do it with WordPress, the same way we built this rebellion, with our bare hands. Your business needs an online home. It needs a WordPress.com website. Ah, my mega thruster! So get started today with 15% off any new plan purchase. Just go to WordPress.com/6. ZYXX to create your website and find the plan that's right for you. That's WordPress.com/6 for 15% off your brand new website. WordPress.com/6, injecting stasis pod!
Guys, when do you think the Keck are going to be back?
If previous attack patterns show any consistency, the Keck will likely return within the next 24 hours.
Oh, that's... What are we going to do? We don't have any guns?
That's correct.
I mean, Dara's sort of unable to fight right now. She's in a weird mood.
I...
Dar repelled the Keck.
Did the best I could.
I know, but I sort of thought we would, like, fight them, but...
We were lucky that their carapaces were geared for deep space travel. They were not able to bear Dar's heat at all.
Yeah, that's true. Bargy, maybe we should just get out of here, right? Like, Bargy, can we just go to a different section of this system or something? Maybe they won't find us?
Absolutely not. This is where I'm meeting my date.
Oh.
I'm just gonna stand here. It's gonna happen any moment now.
Keck are gonna come back and destroy us. You know that, right?
Also, Bargy, it is well past 4488.
I know, but it's gonna show up. The other ship will show up.
It's 5123.
We will show up. It's gonna be magical. We've been texting.
Bargy, listen.
It's gonna be here.
Bargy.
I
am worth it.
You are worth it.
You are worth it, Bargy.
We were exchanging pictures of our engines before. I mean,
Whoa. You
don't just do that with someone and not follow through.
I 1000% agree.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just gonna stay here.
We're very vulnerable for
when... Am I old? Do I seem old to you? Is that the thing?
No, you're refurbished. You're beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah, you look great, Bargy.
Thank you. You're
still fast.
Your
couches are still comfortable?
Some of the couches were consumed partially by the Keck, so...
Oh.
And they ate all of our food.
Have we gotten the transmitter back up and running? We should probably tell Nermit what's going on.
I'm afraid the transmitter remains inoperative.
Ugh.
I turned it off.
That was a choice? Why did you turn it off? What if you get a text from your date?
I need it to be off, so my date knows exactly where I am. No more interference. The only thing that's emitting from me right now is oil and my location.
In fairness, Ambassador Dexter, it's very rude to have a transmitter on during a first date.
I mean, I guess that's... Yeah, that makes sense.
Just you're both trying to enjoy each other's company.
Sure, yeah, you don't want to spend all your time on your transmitter. Yeah, exactly.
The other person gets a transmission.
Bargy, you know the grower mind, right?
Yeah, they're one of my old best friends.
Can you just tell them to, like, lay off?
We had a falling out. That was the first time I actually seen one of them.
We seem to be on pretty good terms.
Yeah!
You seem to be...
You said I love you!
Yeah!
It means nothing.
No.
You know who I want to say it to? My date. But are they here for me to say it to? No. Love is dead. It doesn't exist. It's a facade.
Bargy.
Okay, so we're on the other side of this now.
So you don't think they were being genuine when they were
No one's genuine. Everyone's like, I'll meet you at a certain location.
Here we go.
Send me more pictures of your engine.
Bargy.
It's like, finally, someone who gets me, we have a connection, doesn't show up. I'm leaking gas for fun now.
No, stop, Bargy. Come on. In case we do need to get out of here, we need some gas.
Good news. I think it's here.
Your date?
I think it's here.
Congratulations.
Mars, don't just blow open the doors like that.
I'm so excited. It's just the kick.
No, they're back already?
We have returned in much greater numbers. Controlled by the undying will of the Grower Mind.
Yeah, hey, welcome back.
Hey, Grower Mind. Guess who stood me up?
Where is your date?
Good question. I hope he exploded on the way here.
You know what? Now that I think of it, I think I did assimilate a cargo ship on my way here. Sorry, Al. Gosh.
Marge, see? You weren't stood up at all.
He wanted to be here.
If it makes you feel any better, all of the eggs that hatched in the resources we stole created all the children that you see before you.
Yeah, so, Bargy, I mean, your date's sort of here, in a way.
Yeah, I guess.
In a way, your date has gone very well.
Yeah, I guess children were made.
Yeah,
life was created.
Workers and soldiers.
We know.
We have a very complex, efficient caste system that I will explain to you right now.
No, we know what they are.
If you guys don't mind, I'd just like to turn all the lights off and reflect in solitude for a moment. Let Baji be sad.
Okay.
When you say solitude, you mean...
Everyone off the ship.
No, I can't.
Everyone, Baji needs a moment. Get off the ship.
We can't leave Baji. I can't breathe out there.
You can enter one of the carrier beetles and breathe inside there. There's a natural atmosphere inside the carrier beetles. Everyone inside.
Okay, all right. I guess let's get in these beetles and leave Bargy alone.
For you, Ambassador Dexeter, it is very moist inside these beetles.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, you say it's fine, but I'm telling you now, you're not going to enjoy it.
Future children, inside the beetles now!
Oh, we don't have to be assimilated like if we get in the beetles, right?
No, you won't be assimilated if you get into the beetles.
Whoa,
I don't know.
Just get in the beetle.
Okay, fine. Just open the hatch. I'm sorry. I'll just get into this beetle.
Oh, it is very moist in here.
I tried to make that as clear as I could.
We are absolutely about to be assimilated.
Single ambassador in the cargo bay. Bargy,
why?
Because I wanted to speak to you one-on-one. Just you and me. Remember before you were refurbished? A week before you were decommissioned and we got into that big battle?
Oh, yeah.
Millions of my children were killed.
I'll never forget that time.
Before you had all your weapons unretrofitted from your hull?
That was a great time. Did you... ever think we could have been something?
I always thought there could have been something there.
What happened? Why didn't you make it happen? Why were you so quiet?
I was just preoccupied with my family, you know? It wasn't the right time, but now...
Maybe now is. Maybe all of this was supposed to happen so we'd meet again. You ever think about that?
The grower mind doesn't believe in fate, but yeah...
Wait, maybe I'm not sad. This all makes sense.
Maybe I was supposed to assimilate that cargo ship. Maybe the universe is...
Wait, hold on. Now I remember all the bad things. That you would mangle around with other people.
I have to assimilate everything that has superior genetics to the grower mind.
I was one of many ships.
You can't punish me for what I am.
You know what you are? You're a small mind. You're a commitmentless mind.
Ugh. Ugh. You are a cantankerous, old, bitter ship.
Whoa, okay, is that how we gonna do?
And you used to be fun.
I used to be fun.
But now this is way too heavy of a situation for me.
You used to be young and smaller and you had muscles. Now look at you, you literally look like a balloon.
I've got billions of children to take care of.
Oh, wow, from who's the mothers? Who's the fathers? Who even knows? Get your life together.
The queens at the top of my caste system are the mothers. And they are cared for by the royal drones, and the soldiers protect them.
Yeah.
Alright, this is way too much for me. This is too heavy. I'm gonna go assemble another planet and get as far away from you as I possibly can.
You gotta fix yourself.
Children, to me!
You're dead to all life. Get out of here. I feel better. Alright, everybody back inside. Let's have fun. Hello? Oh crap. Well, I guess I was just meant to fly alone. I can just do whatever I want with my gas.
And so just by pulling that nerve cluster there, we can affect the release almost instantaneously.
It was very moist in there.
I tried to warn you.
C-53, I usually hate being taught things, but that was genuinely very interesting.
Well, guys, I think we did it. Hey, Bargy?
Yeah? All
right, how you feeling?
You know what? I feel good.
Yeah?
I'm happy I spoke to that lowlife.
You really gave him a piece of your mind.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna only have fun from now on.
Hey, you know what? You are fun, Bargy.
Every day a new ship inside of me.
Okay, no. See, you're not. That's too far.
I'm no longer about love. I'm about fluid exchange.
No, Bargy.
Gas mixing. I'm just gonna keep my back hatch open. And anything that wants to slide on it can slide on it. No more commitment.
No. Now I think that's too far.
Open
that seems too far.
Anything, planet, object, ship. Go on in.
No, Bargy, come on.
You're so gorgeous.
Attention, this is Rebel Leader Rofus Tittle. Support for the rebellion against the Federated Alliance comes from Harry's. What's Harry's about? A great shave at a great price. Harry's sent us a razor to try. And first of all, how could they find us? It's a secret base. Anyway, we got these high-quality razors from Harry's, and I tell you, it's a close, smooth shave. Before using Harry's blades, a lot of our rebel soldiers had patchy, weird-looking stubble. Honestly, they look more like dissidents than rebels. And yeah, there's a difference. Now, with Harry's, even the Duleeks look neater. And you wouldn't think a shaved Duleek would work, but it really does. So here's what you do. Claim your free trial offer from Harry's today. It's a $13 value for free when you sign up at harrys.com/six. You just cover shipping. Your free trial includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover for any covert missions. To get your free trial set, go to harrys.com/six, ZYXX. That's harrys.com/ZYXX. Clean shave and Rufus Tittle. Over and out.
Listen, Bargy, I'm glad you're feeling better, but can you just do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can we turn the transmitter back on?
It's on.
Ambassador Dexter, we have an incoming transmission from Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy.
Wow. Hey, Nermit.
Oh, thank goodness. I've been trying for an hour to get through to you, and It seemed like the transmitter was broken. I am so relieved.
Yeah. It wasn't broken, it was just off.
It was just turned off.
Excuse me? My boss was on me for a broken transmitter for an hour and he had it off. Okay, well, I'm just glad it's fixed. So, did you guys make it to the planet? I think I managed to at least tell you the name of it before we got cut off.
I'm afraid we were invaded in the meantime.
Excuse me?
Yeah,
there was some kek aboard the ship, and it was a long story.
No. The kek were an enemy of the monarchy.
Yeah, it turns out they don't really give a shit. They just want to assimilate everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, so since the transmitter is broken, literally the mission that I'm overseeing represents the start of a battle between the Kek and the Federated Alliance?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Yeah, guess you could call it that, yeah.
Previously recorded Kek attacks, then, yes.
Do you know how this is going to look in my interview for Missions Operations Manager?
Nermit, you got an interview?
No, I didn't get an interview, but, like, when I have one, this is not the type of thing I lead with.
I see. Nermi, they ate all of our food. We're gonna need a new shipment of that.
Okay.
Some of our furniture, but not all of our furniture.
It looks like a lot of it was actually burnt.
Oh, that may have been...
That is a separate issue.
That may have been Dar. She was in heat for
Way
a while.
Way to throw me under the ship!
No.
Okay, we can get you food, but let's...
Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy, would now be the appropriate time to request a new hand?
Yeah, send it with the food.
And the new furniture.
I need more oil.
Bargy ejected a lot of oil.
C-53, your hand was destroyed by the Kek?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. We'll send an autonomous shuttle with food, with a droid hand, with some cold sacks for Dar.
Thank you.
Cold packs.
Packs or sacks?
Both. I would like both.
I'll see what we have. I'll try to send a lot of both, packs and sacks.
Send a pack of sacks and a sack of packs.
You can't put the cold packs inside a cold sack.
Well, you could put it in a regular sack.
We could put
some packs in a regular sack.
And could you get the brand name Cold Stack?
Yes, I can request colds to sack brand, cold packs, and cold sacks. I can put them in a normal sack. I can't put
colds
everything
to sack
in.
Doesn't make cold sacks. It only makes cold packs.
You're right. Cold to sacks brand, cold packs. Do you have any specification on the cold sack brand? Or, I mean, sorry, cold... Okay.
I like the ones with the husky puppies on the outside.
I think that is...
That's cool pack.
Cool pack cold sacks and cul-de-sacs cold sacks.
I used to date a hacky sack.
Credits and attributions droid commencing outro protocol. Ambassador Plek Tech Center was played by Alden Ford. C-53 Diplomatic Relations and Protocol Droid was played by Jeremy Bent. Security Officer Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Bargee the Ship was played by Mujan Zulfagari. Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy was played by Seth Blind. The Keck Swarm was played by Winston Knoll. The Grower Mind of the Keck was played by John Robert Wilson. You can catch his voice in radio commercials or on the Fifth L a Minute and Unlimited Lives podcasts. He performs regularly with Thank You Robot every third Friday of the month at Under St. Mark's Theater in New York City. Follow him on Twitter at John Robert Wilso. Mission to Six is recorded at Bronze Studios in Greenpoint, Brooklyn by engineer Shane O'Connell. This episode edited by Seth Lind with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Music by Brendan Ryan. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Mission to Zix is brought to this galaxy by Audioboom. Thanks, Audioboom! If you're enjoying Mission to Zix, please consider leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. Have a question for the crew? Send an email to crew@missiontozix.space.
And then, okay, Bulls, you guys are in the back. We're all going. Okay, on three. One, two, three. Workers, go.
Another
okay, soldier. What?
Another perfect executed maneuver by the swarm.
I still think they're killable.
Let's call that the half. Oh, man, that's really funny. Oh, I'm sorry. I could not say.